This message was recorded live at Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church in Plantation, Florida. Welcome to PlantationSDA.tv. Here you will find a diverse variety of Bible-based topics and conversations. God's master plan to inspire your mind, bring peace to your heart, and uplift your soul. May you be blessed and encouraged as you listen to God's Word.
Amen and amen. Isn't God wonderful? Isn't God worthy to be praised? Aren't you grateful this morning that we serve a risen Savior? Amen. It's good to see you, church family. I want to take this moment to welcome those who are with us for the first time, or if you are online and you're joining us for the first time, we are so happy that you have joined us this morning. Trust family, it's good to see each and every one of you. This month, we have been focusing on the theme of gratitude and how fitting for the coming holiday. But I want to suggest that a believer's life should be one who is always full of gratitude in spite of the season. A believer's one should one who's always full of gratitude, always thankful, in spite of the circumstances. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you. In everything, not for everything. I am not grateful for cancer, but I'm thankful. I am not grateful for my hard times, but I'm thankful. I am not happy with my current circumstances, but I am grateful because we belong to the Most High and because all things work together for good for those who serve the Lord. I can be thankful because His grace is sufficient. I'm not thankful because of the consequences of my own doing, but I'm grateful because God is always with us and He cares for us. Regardless of the current circumstances in your life, my friend, we can be thankful because we serve a faithful God. We can be grateful because God is a good, good Father. Pray with me. Everlasting Father, we give you thanks and praise this morning. We thank you for all that you have done, oh Father. We thank you for Father, for sparing us and for keeping us in our right mind, oh Father. You have a word for us this morning. We pray that you would empty us, oh Father. Bless us. Take your servant away, oh Father, and may it be you and you alone who be seen up here today. I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Before I begin, I want to thank Elder Mozart for the invitation. And for our pastors, we pray for you all the time. I thank you for trusting me to be here this morning. The title of my sermon is, Who Do You Know? And I want to share a story. I was asked to pray around this same time last year. I was so excited. I said yes right away. And Pastor Joe at the time, he was excited as well. We talked about it and I moved on. I was so excited. I began to prepare, but I felt weird. I felt uneasy. I felt bothered in my spirit. So I began to pray, and throughout the week, the Spirit spoke to me and said, you need to go visit your parents. I don't know what it was. I spoke to Pastor Joe about it at the time, and he said, follow your spirit. It's perfectly fine. Don't worry. Go ahead. So I make preparations with my wife, and we took off to beautiful Costa Rica to visit my parents. And when I got there, so excited to see them. Because of the pandemic, I was not able to visit them. The flight was canceled. And my father had started dialysis earlier that year. So I was so excited. We began to talk. And for those who know him, you know, he was always a happy person. He's always so jolly. But something was different. Something changed. Something that glows in him. And I didn't know what it was at the time. God bless his. God bless his soul. I didn't know what it was at the time, but we kept on talking in regards to the kingdom of God and being prepared. And this wasn't the first time we talk about it. But something coming from his voice, something coming from his expression, he was so full of joy, and I was at peace. The time passed, and it was time to come back. My wife and I flew back, and 2 days later, I received a call. It was November 25th, 1 in the morning, and my mother say, talk to your dad. He's not feeling well. I drew some strength, and I said, Dad, what's up? We started to talk. He felt a little anxious. And so we talked for a little while. He calmed down, and we prayed, and he fell asleep. 2 hours later, I received another call. My mom was anxious and losing it. She said, please talk to your dad. And I got on the phone, and I said, Dad, what is going on? And he said, son, pray for me. I drew strength, mumbled some words. I prayed, and he was gone. Daddy was not just a happy person. His heart was full of gratefulness. He had seen, he had not just known God, he had seen God throughout his journey. And he dedicated his life to serving. He trusts and obeys in spite of the circumstances. And I'm not saying that he didn't face challenges. I'm not saying that he didn't have moments of difficulties. Oh, my friends, but when a believer's life is full of gratefulness, when a believer's life is thankful, you begin to see things in a different perspective. You no longer see the challenges of life. You no longer focus on your issues. You begin to see God for who he is and what he has done for you. So Daddy was just full of joy. And my mom used to ask me, but what happened? He never said anything. He never was in pain. What's going on? I said, Mom, please. He's gone. It's fine. Don't worry. But guess what? He was full of joy. God took him to sleep. He took his servant to rest. And it's perfectly fine because you know what? He was joyful and he just knew his reward. When we are in a constant relationship with God, we can be thankful. We can look back and trace his hand, and this was the type of person who Daddy was. He just knew. He knew he was in the hands of his loving Father. So nothing, no pain, no suffering, no issues could take him away. He used to say, son, what would profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? But whatever he does, he would always point me to Jesus. See, all that you have right now, that's all temporary. That's all temporary. But the most amazing thing, son, is what we have up there. He used to point and he said, son, make sure you make it to heaven. And his final words to us was, whatever you do, please be there. I want you to tap me on my shoulder and say, Daddy, I'm here. please be there with a smile and a joy. And I can see some anxiousness also because he wanted to make sure that this family will make it as well. But he was joyful because he knew his relationship with his Lord. He knew why and where his joy was coming from. Turn with me to the book of 1 Chronicles 29. Here we find the final prayer as of thanksgiving from David as he nears the end of his days. And as we have seen throughout his life, throughout his journey, he wasted no time in being grateful. He wasted no time in acknowledging God for who he was and what he has done for his favors. He wasted no time in thanking God. Even when he strayed away, he has seen God's mercy for him. So David prayed, starting in verse 10. Therefore, David blessed the Lord before all the assembly. And David said, blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power and the glory, the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. And you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor comes from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand is to make great and give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you, he says, and praise your glorious name. For who am I? Who are we, your people, that we should be able to offer so willingly at this? For all this comes from you, and of your own we have given. For we are aliens and pilgrims before you, as were our fathers. Our days on earth are as shadows and without hope. O Lord, our God, all this abundance that we have prepared to build your house for your holy name is from your hand, and all is yours. Amen. Gratitude, my friends, changes your approach. It changes your perspective, and it shifts your expectations. The Bible says that we should guard our hearts, for everything we do flows from it. If one is stuck and being miserable, if one is stuck and starting their day complaining and bitter about everything, they would find themselves feeling ineffective and looking at all their circumstances as if there's no way out. If one is bent on being miserable, they will miss the miracles, the blessing unfolding right in front of their eyes. Oh, but when you are thankful, it shifts your expectations. It moves the focus of your limitations, and it shifts it to the greatness of our unlimited God, our limitless God. When we are thankful, when our heart is full of great gratitude, our approach of life changes. It changes our the way we see things. Our optimistic, we are optimistic, and we're no longer pessimistic about stuff. It changes the view, the way we view life, and we begin to see the positive in all situations. When we are thankful, it moves you into a constant state of praise, regardless of the crisis in your life. You no longer see the path of a setback, but in every trial, every issue, every challenge, you begin to see the process, the necessary process to move you in your promised future. David testified in verse 11, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power and the glory, the victory and majesty. For all that is in heaven and earth is yours. When you are grateful, you are no longer fearful. Because gratitude changes your expectations. You no longer lean on your own understanding. So now you begin to trust God's ways and trust in his timing." David reflects on his life and he's grateful. He's grateful because God has been good to him. God has been merciful. He has seen God's favor. He reflects on a God who was with him even before he was chosen king. And even when he made a mistake and he chose a woman that did not belong to him and he killed a man to cover up his mess, oh, God was there with him. Isn't it awesome that even when we mess up, God makes a way for us to be restored? David was so thankful because he had seen God in his journey. The most amazing thing, the most amazing lesson that we can take away from the story of David is that he was consistent. He was consistent in his praise. He was consistent in prayer. He was consistent in gratitude. You may say, oh, okay, very nice story. I've heard it. It's really nice. It sounds good. But how can anyone can be in a constant state of praise and worship even through the crisis? How is it possible? 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Here we find three exhortations, three habits that Paul says that every Christian should have in their life. He says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. The first exhortation is to rejoice. He's not saying to be happy. But he understands that happiness is contingent to what is happening in your life. But joy is based on what you know. What am I saying? In the natural, when you're facing unemployment or insecure housing, or maybe a relationship, it's going sideways, things are not working out for you, it is hard to be happy. But joy never changes. What am I saying? What you know about who you know is responsible for your joy will give you strength. Nehemiah 8:10 clarifies this to say that the joy of the Lord is my strength. So we may not be happy about our current circumstances, but we can be grateful because God's joys give us strength. You see, when the enemy comes around and he says, you are not pretty, you are not worthy. Oh, come on, somebody. Joy says that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You see, when the enemy comes saying that you would never make it, joy says that I am victorious. I'm more than conqueror through him who loves us. When the enemy come poking and you're feeling afraid, joy says that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of joy, but of love and power and of a sound mind. When the crisis seems like they're never ending, it is the joy of the Lord that would carry you through. David testified in Psalms 51:12, if I could grab a hold of some little joy, that's all I need. If I could grab a hold of joy, And he testifies and he says, restore to me the joy of my salvation and uphold me with your generous spirit. David says, if I get some little joy, I will be upheld. I'll be sustained. I'll be restored. If there's something in your life that's been taken away, I don't know what it is right now. I don't know your circumstances, but it's just the joy. Joy is what you need. If you ask God to restore that joy, he will give you the strength, just like it did with David, to move on with your life. When joy comes around, it helps us. It ignites our faith and it gives us strength to keep on moving forward. What you know about who you know is responsible for your joy will give you strength. I want to encourage you, my friends. Study. Read the word. The more you know, the stronger you become. Paul then exhorts us to pray without ceasing. See, joy and prayer are essential. We cannot live without them. So Paul reminds us that we should pray at all times, not just when we are desperately seeking something, not just when we desperately need something, but he's saying pray at all times. Look around. You have enough to be thankful for. You see, I was a complainer. Not in the open, but I used to complain about everything. Do you know any complainers? The moment they open their eyes, they're complaining. Can't nobody stand them. I was one of those. I was quiet in my space and I'm complaining about everything. I'm in my car and I'm complaining. My way to work, I'm complaining. I get to work, I complain. I leave work and I complain. Complain, complain all day long. Oh, but God taught me a lesson. Oh, he took it away. He took away my job. So now I'm home. And I'm missing my car. I'm missing work. I miss turning on the car. I miss turning it off. I miss leaving work and I miss going to work. God taught me a lesson. So you know what? Anytime now I jump in my car and I turn it on, I say, praise the Lord. And when I turn it off, I say, praise the Lord. When I'm at work, I say, praise the Lord. And when I leave, I say, praise the Lord. I'm always thankful. I look around and I say, thank you, Jesus, for every single thing in my life. I thank God for my kids. I thank God for my wife. You know, some of you know this story. God has taken out my wife. We were divorced, and God say, okay, I taught you another lesson. So here is your wife back. So now when I see her, I look from head to toe, and I say, God, I've dealt wondrously with me. Oh, my friend, I'm always thankful. I'm always thankful when I come to church. I'm always in a good attitude. I'm so happy to see my vaccinated and unvaccinated friend. I'm always happy to worship. Come on, somebody. Do you know what I'm talking about? When you're free to worship, you can't hold yourself but say, praise the Lord for the things he has done. He has been good to us. Oh, my friends, when we rejoice or we pray without season, we can experience peace in the midst of our crisis. Praise God and be grateful because he's our rock. He's our fortress. He's our sustainer. He's our deliverer. He is God and he loves us all. Final exhortation. In everything, give thanks. Not for everything. I'm not happy for the hard times. But through the hard times, I can give him thanks. Because he sustained me. We can give thanks to God because he is faithful. We can give thanks to God this morning because he has made this day so we can rejoice and be glad in it. We can give thanks to the Lord because his goodness endures forever. Oh, my friend, if we could live with an attitude and gratitude, an attitude of gratitude, let me tell you something. Gratitude would strengthen and encourage each other. with gratitude is that we testify to others, to those who are in darkness, we testify to them that God is good, as his mercy endures forever. Come on, somebody. Can you testify this morning about the goodness of God? God has been good. I woke up this morning and I'm in my right mind. Come on, somebody. Do you know who is God and what he have done for you? God is faithful. And I can testify that I have been young. And now I'm old. And I have never seen the righteous forsaken or seed begging bread. Come on, somebody. I know someone can testify of his goodness. He has provided for you. Come on, some stuff has been taken away from you. He has restored it to you. Come on, I know that there is someone who wants to jump up and say, thank you, Jesus, for all what you have done for me. God is our healer. God is our sustainer. God is our restorer. God is our reconciler. God is the way maker. Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know who we serve this morning? Oh, come on, family. There can be crisis in our life. And at times that we wear us down, but we need to remember that God rules and reigns like no other. His mercy is everlasting. His power endures forever. His hand is powerful, and there's no other like him. There's no other like him. Both riches and honor come from him. All this is, all that is heaven and earth is him. He loves us. He loves us. His love has no end. And nothing can separate us from him. Who you know is responsible for your joy today? Who do you know is responsible for your joy? It is God and God alone.
Elder Michael, thank you so much for the word. Amen. How many of us know that God is? Like Pastor or Elder says, he is our source. He is the one that allows us to go to sleep and wake up refreshed, energized, maybe a little stressed, but he has allowed us to be here today. So as we continue, as we close, I'm going to ask that you stand with us and just sing with us if you know it.
Strength of my life, he moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me,
never to leave me.
He'll never ever fall short on his word. I've got to fast and pray
in the narrow way
and keep my life clean every day. I want to go with him. When he comes back, I've gone too far,
and I never turn back.
God is
our God.
of my life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He'll never, ever fall short of his word. I've got to fast and pray, stay in the narrow way, and keep my life clean every day. I want to go with him when he comes back. I've come too far.
How many believe that this morning that God is our all in all? How many believe that God is my all in all? Come on, somebody. Has God been good to you? Praise God. If you are here and you've been blessed, and for so long the enemy have fooled you, thinking that there is no way out. If you're online and you heard what the Lord has said to you today, and you want to say thank you, I want to thank you, Lord, with my life. I want to give you my life. If you are here, you are online, and you would say thank you, Lord. Is there anyone? Is there anyone? Is there anyone who would like to say, Father, for the longest I've been complaining, confused by the distraction of this world. But today I want to say thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Is there anyone who want to say thank you, Lord, for all that you have blessed me with? Lord, you are all in all. We pray, dear Father, and you bless us and keep us safe, dear God. I pray that you will remove the destruction, that you remove the lies, that you remove, oh Father, all that the enemy has put in place, oh Father, to distract us from who you are, our all in all. Dear God, this morning we surrender to you. We ask, oh Father, that you renew our joy, oh Father. Be our strength, our sustainer. Be our everything, dear God. And when the enemy come poking, oh Father, fight on our behalf. We leave it all in your hands this morning. Father, if there's anyone who are still struggling, who are struggling with guilt, and they can't see their way out, God, whoever that person is right now, I just pray that your Holy Spirit will fall upon them and restore joy, uphold them and sustain them, oh Father, and let them hear your gentle voice, oh Father, speaking and saying that you would never leave them nor forsake them. Oh, Father, break the chains, oh Father, that's been holding them back for so long from giving their life to you. Their Father, do this right now for them. of rejoice, oh Father, right now in what is happening, oh God. Somebody right now is making a decision for you, dear God. We pray for that precious soul, whoever they may be, dear God. Take them, mold them, oh God. And bring them in a closer relationship with you, dear Father. We pray that you bless every one of us here and online. May, oh Father, we not leave today feeling the same, but we may we leave, rejoice, renew, and strengthen because of the God we serve. Thank you for the reminder. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your blessing. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
This podcast was brought to you by Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church, a Christ-centered congregation dedicated to spreading the good news of God's love through sermons, deeper dive conversations, and much more. If you would like to listen to more life lessons and inspirational content, please visit us at plantationsda.tv.